This show may contain strong language and adult humour.
You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark. This week's show has been sponsored by Tyneside T-shirts.
Cool. Yes.
We're back.
Another podcast.
Yeah.
Jesus, they're going to be coming out like that on the website. People will be thinking we're alive again.
What, if I edit them up?
Yeah.
I haven't done the last one yet.
I know.
I'm on holiday, so I'm going to have a whole week to edit these up.
Yeah. So...
let's get straight into it.
Yeah. We always say that. We always get straight into it. Do we ever sit there and
talk? No, the last show we nattered on for ages.
Do we? I suppose so. So, this one is £4.19 from Coppers. That, I feel that's quite expensive for this size bottle. But
it depends what's in it. It depends what it is. Currently, we've either all. Currently, we're either. Because this will be coming out in the future.
Yeah.
We've either got Tory overlords or we're in like a communist state.
Yeah,
it's one of the two. So
it's our Lord and Saviour, not Jesus Christ, Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah.
Which is still JC.
Yeah, well, that's
so
it.
You can have JC.
That's it. All the religious people should have voted
exactly.
for him.
Oh, we've got Theresa May.
Oh, they did, and we're...
And suddenly we're all in the army and we've all been conscripted.
Yeah.
And you won't be able to drink beer.
Which one would you rather have sex with? Jeremy Corbyn or Theresa May?
Tim Nice but Dim. Because I think he's the third option.
So, I mean, if you did that, he would think he was going to hell? Is that why you would do it? Just to put him in hell?
Yes.
Anyway, should we get on with the beers?
Way, depending on who's our leader, we probably can't drink beer anymore, and this is a useless podcast.
Yeah.
Because they've all got crazy ideas, according to the press.
Yes.
Anyway, well, this is...
one of them does, because us not being political, Theresa May's a fucking moron.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, God. So if she's in power now, drink more. Just keep drinking.
Yeah.
If she's back in power. But she'll be worse, won't she?
But not to the point that you're an alcoholic bastard. And you're going to lose your job. Please keep your job.
Yeah, you've got to keep your job.
Because
if not, you'll
be
buggered.
No dole and everything.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to be fucked.
I hope that we've got Mr. Corbyn on his bike.
While we're leading Lord and Saviour JC.
Yeah. We should start. If he does get into power and it's like a thing, we'll have to start selling. We'll have to get a load of cheap. What would JC say? What would JC do, badges?
Yeah, why Jesus die? Or whatever it was. So, let's get on to beer number one. This has been like 20 minutes already. This is McKellar Monk's Brew. It is a Belgian dark ale. And it is 10%. That's probably why it's £4.20 a bottle. In a 330ml bottle.
Right, so what we're starting... this show is going to be strong ones, if that's what we're starting on.
So you said start on this one. I was just following what you said.
Well, I didn't look at the label.
Me neither. That's why it's gone this way. The question is, why for the food pairings have you brought one spoon? Are we sharing a spoon?
Yes, I think we are.
Oh, that's so gay.
Very offensive.
It's not. It's gay.
Are you being Tim Lovejoy or whatever his name
Me
is?
Me and you sharing a spoon is quite gay.
Well, no, it's not. It's just
who shares spoons and then not be lovers?
No, but we're now we could possibly be in communist Merry England.
So we have to share everything.
According to the Daily Mail. So now we've got to share this.
So it's not gay, it's communism.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. This smells really nice.
Yeah. It smells like a trickily old-fashioned pudding.
Yeah.
You know, that some really old...
you sticky toffee pudding.
You know, some really old fat dinner lady should be serving to you.
Yeah.
You're thinking about my mother, aren't you?
I wasn't going to say those words.
My mother used to be a dinner lady at Bob's school.
Yeah. I've known his mum longer than him. Do I taste it and get disappointed?
Are you saying my mother's fat?
No. She's just... got... what is it? A generous portion. That tastes... really slightly more watered down than the smell.
Yeah.
It's very, very nice though.
Not... It's not what you'd expect. Well, in some ways it is what you'd taste for 10%, but in others it's not.
See, I'd say it'd have a slightly thicker mouthfeel.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is there's no mouthfeel there.
It's got all the flavours, it's got the right kind of carbonation, the right colour, the right aromas, but it feels watered.
I think this would go really well with like a really strong cheese, you know, blue cheese or, you know, something with a lot of...
Pudding course.
Do you think a pudding? No, I think
no, because you could have a nice cheese as your pudding course.
Oh, right. No, you have your pudding... You have your dessert, is normally what you call it, in the more higher rankings.
Yeah, but we don't fox hunt, so we're poor.
Oh, yeah.
So we only have a pudding course, and the choice is...
I hope our fucking Tory candidate didn't get in. Basically, our Tory candidate, basically I emailed them all asking about fox hunting, and basically hers came back, toodly pip, 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 toodle.
Toodly pip.
Toodly pip. Fox hunting is great, great for poor people to get poor jobs for poor people.
The nice phrase was, it is a good job for the highly skilled, poorly waged people. Not confronting the fact that they are wanting to keep employing these poorly waged people with high skills and not repurpose their high skills in something useful.
If she gets in round here, I'm just gonna be emailing her every day with whatever policy's coming out.
She will have a dead fox on her doorstep every morning.
That's right, you can get done for that.
Can you?
Even just saying it, yeah.
Oh.
You remember,
but if they're killing foxes.
Remember, yeah, but remember, we're potentially in Theresa May's second now elected as Prime Minister.
Yes,
So what you've just said now.
So saying anything.
So I think now you should read. Basically, both of us are forgotten. You're now really up.
I'm definitely on a watch list.
Did you not see there was a thing on Twitter? I was watching a video. Basically, somebody was just shouting at Theresa May. That's what politicians are for. You should allow to nicely shout at them.
Yeah.
He wasn't saying anything offensive. He was just basically saying she was a bell end, but not in those words. Just in nice words. The police proper carried him away and arrested him. And like proper dragged him in the police station. Basically, what he was shouting, police state. And you're like, yeah. Sorry, we're political, but it's political times.
It's political. This is the political special.
Our political special that's coming out after the election that we don't know which way it's gone.
Because we're recording it before the election.
Before the election, yeah. And that we... Like, unlike the BBC, we blatantly say we're biased.
Yes, we are biased. Well, the thing is, we're not necessarily biased. If somebody comes out with a good idea, we'll go with a good idea.
Yeah.
We're sensible. But we will say our mind.
It's the first time I can vote for Labour. I've always voted for other parties.
Yeah, yeah.
Because our local MP was
tit. I think I voted for Labour once before, but generally it's been other people.
Yeah. But anyway, this beer is good. Sorry about this political...
And unfortunately, anybody listening, if you didn't register to vote, you'll miss your chance.
Yeah, and you can't whinge about it. Exactly. You've got 4 years where you've just got to put your finger over your mouth.
Yeah. Finger over your mouth.
That's what they should do. Just get stapled like that.
That could be the posters.
Yeah.
Didn't vote, finger over the mouth.
Yeah, why did you do that at school? Because you can still talk perfectly well.
Maybe we were just thickos. Do smart schools do that? Maybe they don't. Maybe we're just all stupid round here and are like, can't talk with my finger over my mouth. And then we grow up and realise.
Would it be morally wrong to teach my niece, to if somebody does that, to basically turn around and say, you do know we can still talk?
No. That would be educating her. That's the whole point of the system, is you get educated.
So we're going to pair this beer that we haven't really described that much with,
it's good, buy it,
with a mango, with a mango in mango jelly.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's got mangoes.
So it's got mango in the mango jelly.
We have to share the spoon.
It's like your rich voice coming through.
So, look, so you don't get my cooties. I'm going to dangle it off the edge. Watch this, I'm going to suck it so there's no cooties. Watch.
If that had gone down and you'd choke to death, I would not give you the kiss of life. I don't kiss ugly people. Is that not very good?
No, you need to taste it.
That is fucking horrible.
Do you want the thing to spit it into?
No, but that is wibbly wobbly fucking horrible.
Did you get any of the bits of mango?
I got half a bit of mango. Basically, if you don't like your kids, give them Hartley's Fruit and Jelly from Morrison's.
But I find that with mango. I love like mangoes. I like, oh, the mango. But the amount of times that I eat,
like, what with the mango? See, that sounds different to what I can see on the podcast. What I can see is a lot less sexual. But now everybody's going to think of something else.
But what am I doing with the mango?
How can you fit a mango that far down?
But then you have mango products and they're just like awful.
That tasted worse than shampoo.
Okay, we'll finish this beer up. Definitely not the jelly, and we'll get back to you. Beer number 2, and...
You forgot to press the button.
No, it's going on the slate button.
Yeah, you're
going
to be very confused.
Yeah, we'll be.
You'll end it up, and it'll be like missing the...
So, depending on which is our ultimate leader now...
Yes.
We either have an arrogant bastard... on as our Prime Minister, or we're not allowed to use those words because they're not nice and we've got to be nice. Corbyn just wants nice people.
Although, if it's the arrogant bastard in power, does she realise it's a boy's job?
Oh yeah, no. No, boys have just got to put the bins out. That's what's going to happen in this new world.
Oh well, you know,
we're just going to be all bin men and doing that, and the women are going to sort everything out.
Oh, okay. So, while you're reading out the rest of it...
No, you've got to read out the rest
of it. I've got to read out the rest. Yes. You're just going to use the words...
I think one of the best things about Theresa May being government is it proves that women are just as useless as men.
Yeah, it does.
You know.
Because
they're exactly the same as us. They're exactly as crap as us. It's fantastic.
The proof is that all two women that have been in power so far have been shit.
Yeah.
So we need a woman to prove
it. You obviously haven't read the Daily Mail and the Sun about about Maggie and how fantastic she is, and all you snivelling lefties should just...
No, I didn't subscribe to them at the time of Margaret Thatcher because I wasn't born.
Well, no, even now, do you never have a laugh? And
no, because I've got a life.
I like feeling superior to
bigots
and arseholes.
This was £3.99 from Rehills. I like how they put the P on the end in case we use some other denomination other than pounds.
I feel this episode going so far is it's very Marmite.
You're going to love it, ain't it?
Yes.
So this is Arrogant Bastard, You're Not Worthy, and it's got a picture of some sort of gremlin on the front. And it's in a 500ml can.
That's better than me. I was going to say a big fuck off big can.
And it's 7.2%, which is quite strong. Oh dear. Are you going to have another one?
I think I'm over it.
I think... You can put your headphones back on?
Do they ever do that?
You can put your headphones back on!
Do they ever do that on the news?
Sneeze?
Oh.
No, I think they've trained them not to sneeze.
How do they do it? They must drug them.
They make them sneeze before they go on... they tickle them just under the nose, just there. Like sneeze.
Yeah,
sneeze,
that
fucker.
That doesn't stop.
Moira Stewart used to sneeze like hell before she went on the news. That'd be it. Done. She could never sneeze again after the news. I don't know. There's something.
Does
about...
Bill Turnbull still do the news?
No, he's got like a real life now. It was a shame.
Is he one that's gone to do other telly, or is he one that went to ITV for a lot more money but didn't now is not famous?
He's gone to do other telly.
Oh, like that one that used to be when we were kids.
Yeah, I've seen him on something else being normal, and I was like, what, Bill, you can't do this. I don't know why, but I've not got high hopes for this. The name puts me off. You know when they put a fanny on name on something like, you know... cyclist, seat sniffer and stuff?
Well, since I know the beer...
Fanny's crack,
yeah.
Shit like that. It just kind of.
You've had Arrogant Bastard a few times.
Have I?
Yeah, it's on Brewdog quite a bit.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like quite a famously for being good.
You see, you forget. I go to Brewdog, then I forget I've been.
You know the other week when I had a, when it was my birthday. and went ahead of steam, and I had an expensive beer.
Oh, it was that?
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking... Yeah, it was expensive. It does... Everything I said about it being crap, this smells good. That was all just because the can does it. If that was in Tesco, next to all the others,
then I'll pick it up because I know it's which is Stones, isn't it? I'll just say that I'm looking basket. But anyway, because I know it's a decent beer, because I'm not prejudiced like you.
No, but that could quite easily get mistaken in the shelf of shit.
Yes, I do agree quite often that, you know, you...
And they call them these names like Fanny Snatcher and...
Yeah.
You know, hedge clippers and shit like that. And it's like, oh, okay. And you try and you go, well, it tastes like every other one. This does not.
Yeah.
It's got a caramelly kind of colour.
Yeah. And it... But it's got a very malty taste, very biscuity taste.
Very biscuity.
Ooh. But there's a nice layer of hops that just make sure it's not sweet. So you get that you get that biscuity flavour, but where sometimes you get that biscuity flavour and if that's it, it's too sweet and just crap. This blends together very nicely in sort of a nice mirage. I don't think...
Did you say a nice mirage?
Yes.
Mirage, as in I can see things that aren't really there.
Maybe that's not the word I meant.
I don't think that's the word you meant.
Well, who gives a shite? If you hadn't said that, people would have been going, yeah.
And there'd be one person going, fucking mirage! Yeah,
well, you get somebody you'd be like in Brewdog one night and they'll take a piss and go, piss. Take a sip and go... Yeah, the flavours mirage together and you'd be like, yeah. So if we just say one word constantly that's just completely out of kilter for everything.
Out of kilter.
Yeah, that's the right word for this thing.
Kind of word, yeah.
Yeah. And if we say enough, then hear it somewhere else where somebody else likes, oh, it has a very red taste.
So it might hemorrhage through.
Yes.
Kind of the right word, but not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then eventually you might hear it somewhere and be like, ha ha ha, bell ends.
Yeah, but the two people that listen are not going to realise that. They're just going to go...
It's true. See, because... So we are going to...
Oh, do we have to?
Yes. We are going to pair
really
this...
have to pair this?
With Morrison's halves, not fulls. Halves in juice. It doesn't say what the juice
Morrison
is.
Morrison halves? Just halves of what? The listeners are just like, halves? Halves of what, Phil?
Well,
pray tell!
I'm giving them suspension now.
Suspension?
So now,
yeah. Not suspense, suspension.
Yes. It is in it. 225 gram tin.
It opens up like dog meat.
It's one of your
and cat food.
One of your five. How much pressure am I going to put on this? I'm going to end up like elbow in the bloody wall.
You got an apricot all over you.
Are these the trousers that need to go for the second day? How do you eat them like this? Do you just like pick them out with your fingers?
They look like egg yolks.
So
it's dripping everywhere.
So yeah, they look like little hard egg yolks.
Why do we do this? This is a yay or nay.
I'm not a new taste.
That's it. I'm going to take half.
You are going to take two halves, surely.
No, half and goes, half.
Half. You cheapskate. That's the second thing this show that's been spat out.
Oh, this is much better than the jelly. Basically, if you hate your kids, give them Hartley's jelly. If you just dislike them, give them a tin of apricot halves in juice.
See? Top tips.
Top tips. We could sell products from Morrison's any day.
Yeah.
Morrison's, if you want to hire us to sell you crap.
Yeah, we should be on like the little tiny counters that they have where they give you free crap.
Yeah.
Like a wafer-thin wafer.
Do you hate your kids? Yeah, they go in the lunch boxes. and the skulls will make them easy eat them because it's healthy.
Yeah. Well, that's it. They don't let them have the Mars bars in anymore.
Yeah, that was the best bit about your packed lunch. You'd have your shit sandwiches, you'd have your shit crisps, you'd have your shit fruit. Then you'd have a chocolate bar and everything would be good in the world.
Well, my dinner used to be from the vending machines. Then they stopped having the vending machines on for lunch. So all I did was bought me dinner at first break.
Yeah.
You know, it was quite simple. Buy it at first break, eat it at lunch. But I don't think you can now even get vending machines with sweets in schools.
No, they've got something against kids and having sugar.
Jamie Oliver just puts lettuce in them. He personally goes around filling them with lettuce.
Bearing in mind, Jamie Oliver said the Tories scrapping free school dinners was a bad idea.
Well, yeah.
So, you know, maybe we should listen to Jamie. Or maybe we shouldn't, and we should give the kids sweets again at school.
Yeah. Get them hyper so they can learn hyperactively.
Yeah, I never did us any problem. No, we learned.
It's not like my teeth are falling out now.
No, and it's not like we.
You're a fat cunt. Oh shit! I'm not going to say that word.
No, you don't really use the C word. Oh well.
Right now, I've got to beep that out. I've got to remember that it's in.
Yeah, you've got to listen to it.
So if it's still in when you listen, email us sharks@formalshark.co.uk so I can then remove it
and we'll beep it out.
Yeah, but hopefully I've beeped it out. I'll try and remember.
We've got the explicit tag.
Nah, yeah, I just don't. I think allisms are better than that word.
Really?
Yes.
But you'll try and get them to use the wrong word in the wrong situation.
Well, that's different.
And hemorrhage words out.
Yes. Anyway, we will get back to you.
Should we describe this beer any better?
Have we not described it properly?
It's biscuity and good.
Right.
I don't know. Is it worthy more? It's good. Find it. Buy it.
Yeah, I think the problem is sometimes beers are quite. It's a nice beer, but is it?
It's hard to describe.
Yeah, there's not amazing amounts going on. To be honest, the higher price point that this tends to yield, I don't think it's worth that price point.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's a nice beer, but in like the head of steams, it's quite an expensive drink.
But, yeah, to me, it's got that expensive drink flavour, but it's not got the excitement.
Yeah.
The, what's the word?
Je ne sais quoi?
No, I was going to say the finish. The finish that an expensive beer would have.
I don't think it's like superly expensive, but no, I it's a nice beer. Try it. It might be for you. But, yeah.
And remember, if you like a beer, photosynthesize.
What?
Trying to use the wrong words.
What? Yeah, but that was too jarring.
You think?
Yes.
So if you don't know what photosynthesize means, you can pretty much be like, well.
Yeah, but it's got to be almost sort of a word you'd use in that sentence, not photosynthesize.
Yeah, but does everybody know what photosynthesis?
Plus, you don't photosynthesize over a beer. You're not then going to describe a beer as I'm photosynthesizing over this. You're probably not going to describe an emotion like that. But if you say it's got a certain flavor in it, like a juicy flavor. No, some beers are juicy. So that's a silly.
See, it's quite hard to think of a word. Well, eventually, might be do similar. It might be right.
Well, I did it before.
You've got to think of a posh word that nobody uses.
Yeah. Basically, just listen to Boris Johnson for half an hour and then you'll have the words.
No, because he'll try and sell your alcohol in a temple.
Oh, yes.
Muppet.
What an asshole. We'll get back to you and try our third beer. And it is now the third beer. Yes, the third beer of the show.
The third beer, and yet again, you've managed to not press that slight button.
Oh,
fuck you. I'm going to have a good time editing these.
We've just got this into us all. I'm off work, so it's alright for a week.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Last time. Or this episode will take forever to come out.
Sit in the car listening to it on your trip. Just write down the numbers and then be like, right, that's the time I need to edit up.
Oh, I listen to get to the edit and then go doop.
Doop.
I don't need any write down numbers.
Well, okay, but I was thinking if you're sitting in the car, you're not going to be necessarily on a laptop.
Well, I would be.
You're going to be on my. See, that gives me bad travel sickness.
What, for like 2 seconds?
2 seconds.
That would be on for the go bloop.
20 minutes.
Yeah, but I haven't listened to that much. I don't have to look at the screen then.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's the cat.
It's
hello,
the
Ben.
Cat. It actually meowed on the show. Hello. But somebody else talked through it. Right, are you going to get the beer?
Yeah. Look, you're being proper eager with the beer. He's holding his glass right next to us. I've not even got it open yet.
I want this one. I really want to try this beer.
So, this beer is prepared by Wyland Brewery, and it is Club of Slaughters. But it's not any old Club of Slaughters. It is the aged on Forester's Bourbon.
So, there was four beers that they've released that have been different aged in different barrels.
Disco Barrel Aged Series 1, 9.2% in a 330ml bottle. So we've had this
about,
beer.
Yeah, it was we've had the beer but not barrel aged. It was about £3, all the different ones.
And I hadn't realised. See, I just thought they'd gone through a phase and they decided to.
No. So you didn't know about.
And I didn't realise they were barrel aged.
Oh, right. So you're not up on these sort of things, I knew, and had to seek it out. So it smells like Club of Slaughter, basically. It's a very dark sort of.
It does, but.
With something else. With something else, but it doesn't.
It's slightly lighter, sweeter smell to it behind it.
I've got to taste that. Now, that to me has a slightly more, from what I remember, slightly more smokiness to it. So it's very smoky.
So, the normal one's very smoky. It's. I think the smoky taste is slightly higher, but there's a slightly sweeter taste behind it.
So I think this feels more luxurious than that one. Remembering back, it's quite a while since I've had it, but it feels luxurious. It feels decadent.
Yeah, I think there's. This feels polished off. The other one feels good. The other one tastes good. The other one is a great beer. And you'd pick it out and go, I'm going to enjoy that. This feels that, right, we've got the mansion and we've put curtains in it.
Yeah. No, it is a very nice drink. And, since we're drinking this tonight, you might make the stop off at a certain shop on your way home tomorrow night to see if they've got any left.
Quite likely.
Because I got it from Pip Stop.
Did you?
Yes.
So that was X amount from Pipstop.
Yeah,
so
it was about the £3 mark.
I had seen. I've seen a couple of the bottles on the Facebook of Coppers.
Yeah.
And when I was in Pipstop, I saw it, but I just thought they relabeled it.
Oh, so you actually went in, you've seen this thing here, and you didn't buy them?
Yeah, because I just thought it was we've gone through and they've relabeled
no,
them.
No, no, so they've done a range. I think these are the ones, you know, the ones that you see in the. In the barrels.
Yeah.
Well, at least they took pictures of them. It might be other barrels. But yeah, they've done a range, a limited edition, with it, so that Hexan.
Which has got quite a light, like Coca-Cola.
There's some barley,
Dr. Pepper
taste. Some barley wine of theirs. It was like 12%. Again.
See, it was that one and Hexan. I'd obviously had before. The other two were ones I didn't recognise, so I just thought it was a new range of.
I think it was ESP was one of them.
Yeah,
and it was so what's amazing was I went in and I was expecting for the price point for them to be a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
Than they were, because quite often something like that, a big, you know, a really nice beer from a very, well, what, a medium-sized brewery of Wylam? You know, they could have charged a lot of money and just said, it's been barrel-aged.
Yeah.
And they could have, you know, quite easily stuck it in a bigger bottle and charged a tenner, a 10, 12 quid a thing. But they haven't. That's good. I quite like that. So we are pairing this with dry crackers of what's left.
But what the choice is, do we go for the white cracker? Do we go for the round cracker or the cracker that just looks
I'm going for the white one with bird seed in.
But is it bird seed? Not a bloody bird. Oh. Maybe I am.
It tastes like a dry cracker.
Do you want some, Ben? The cat does not want some bird seed cracker.
It makes your mouth dry, so you drink more beer, but that's about it.
That probably makes it a good pairing.
Mm-hmm. Pubs
and breweries and tap rooms. serve crackers with your beer.
Yeah, give everybody a free.
The crackers cost you note, and it makes your mouth dry.
You could, it could, you could give them like a cracker placemat, bar mat.
No, no, you want it on a plate so people eat it rather than go. When you're using crackers as a beer mat.
You could see some wanky pearls doing that, couldn't you?
But you know, Tesco's cheap crackers.
Yeah, free crackers, that's a good deal. Everybody likes free shit.
Everybody likes free stuff.
Better
everybody
than free jelly.
Yeah.
Free apricots.
Not Hartley's jelly. if you really don't like somebody, give them loads of the jelly.
I love the name though. Hartley's. It really sounds like the sort of...
The trying.
Yeah. Hartley's jelly. Given to those bastards in your life.
Yeah.
So, we will finish our crackers and finish our drink and get back to you. The sum up.
Oh, we're going straight into it.
Yes. Oh. So we've had three very good beers, I think, tonight.
I thought you were going to give us a gap there.
No, no. Basically, we're going to get straight down. So we had, at first we had...
Can you even pronounce that?
No, because I'm...
You can't see out your eyes.
Yeah.
It's McKellar's Monk Brew at 10%, which was pretty good.
We then had Arrogant Bastard Ale.
Oh, you can read that one.
Arrogant Bastard. Well, dyslexics can always read like swear words.
And the words are wrong swear words.
Yeah. Well, Arrogant Bastard I can read. Yeah, bastard. And I think the winner of this week's show, if we have a winner, the one to pat themselves on the back.
Club of Slaughters.
Yeah.
It's Club of Slaughters, but better. What are you doing?
Trying to pat myself on the back. Why? Why would you pat yourself on the back?
I don't know.
You know, what you're saying is...
Basically, the teachers told you to do it so you look special in the playground.
You've done really, really well, so give yourself some injury.
Do you not go around school and go, oh, this is it, I should pat myself on the back?
No, because I was never good enough to get a pat on the, to give myself a pat on the back.
Oh. If anybody wants to pat Phil on the back,
yeah,
email him.
Sharks@formalshark.uk
or formalshark.co.uk.
You could find us on Twitter @formalshark,
mm-hmm.
facebook.com/formalshark. We're on Instagram, but we haven't updated it.
We're not like teenage girls, basically.
Well, no, loads of people have it. It was quite good.
Who? Loads of people have it.
Teenage loads of
girls.
Breweries have it.
Yeah, to entice the teenage girls.
No, I think it's a good format. It's just I deleted my phone and I haven't reinstalled it. I might reinstall it for next week for my jolly holidays.
Ooh!
So if
you
haven't
put the wrong kind of snaps up, because people might not want to see like you stuck in a door or something.
So if you experience loads of stuff on my jolly holidays, I hope you like them, because this will be coming out after my jolly holidays.
Yeah.
So they'll have had all the snaps around the place.
Yeah.
But if you've liked the snaps and you want more, why not donate for when we have our road trip? Do you like what I did there? Do you like that segue?
Good segue, yeah.
You know, that was really, really good.
So yeah, we're going to have a road trip.
And also, just donate generally. If you like the shows, you can donate. If you don't want to, don't donate.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Basically, we want to try and make this a little bit better, apart from, you know, it's two idiots sat in a room drinking beer. Let's be two idiots with some good equipment.
Yes.
Sat in a room drinking beer.
If you like us, there's Let's Watch, that's our movie discussion show that sometimes we're on.
Yeah. Sometimes we're on, sometimes we're not.
The I, Daniel Blake episode, I think, is a one to watch.
We're quite serious in
that. Yeah, if you want to see us serious,
I didn't know I could be that
never
serious.
Say fuck at once.
Do we not swear at all through it?
No, I think I do, because I think at the very end I say fuck the government.
Oh, I was going to say.
But no, if you there's some quite good ones of that.
Yeah.
Depends on what the show we've watched. Some of them might not be as good if the show's been crap. But so far, it's all been good movies.
There's other beer podcasts if you Google it. We're not going to.
Yeah, if you don't like us, Google another. If you're right here now, listening, and you don't like us, then you're probably something wrong with you.
They're just, you know,
polite. Now we're in Corbyn's world, potentially. We might have to listen to everything. Quiet. We're not allowed to switch anything off in case we offend somebody. And if we're in Theresa May's government, we're currently arrested.
Are we?
Well, I suspect we will be when she's got like all her snooper charters out ditched the Human Rights Act.
I'm pretty sure we've been shot.
Yeah. This could be the last episode. Plus, we're not able to get to it on the internet because we'll not be on the government's whitelist.
No, we won't be. So, everything's always not put up on anything in the UK anyway.
So we might
all hosted overseas.
So we might have to be on the black internet now.
Yeah, with the black internet.
It's the black internet.
The black internet. You're getting these mixed up.
What is it called?
The deep web.
Right.
/ darknet. But there's no black internet.
Like black market? Where you buy kidneys?
No.
But where do you buy kidneys on the internet?
The dark web. Or the deep web, depending on who you talk to. It's not the black internet.
The problem is...
That comes into the possibly racist size. Do we really need a segregated internet? Because our Lord and Saviour, JC, Jesus Christ, or Jeremy Corbyn...
Yeah, would say we'll have inclusion.
With Theresa May, it will be... There's a white internet, there's a Chinese internet,
There's a girls' internet, there's a boys' internet.
There's a black internet, and there's an internet for people that are going to do, you know, tweak the nipples left ways, and there's an internet for people who's going to tweak the nipples right ways.
So if they have this lockdown internet, are all the Tory MPs going to have another one? Is that not going to be very, very similar to the deep web or whatever?
I think they're already on it anyway.
Yeah, they're already connected.
Which is how they managed to get the government to do the operations to catch the other type like them.
And then
that aren't them.
And then Theresa May can lose that document.
Unless you're a BBC presenter and then you're doing research.
This episode really is a
yin and yang.
Yeah.
Can't say that in Theresa May's Britain.
No, we can't say anything. We're just going to have a radio silence.
Radio silence, you're not allowed radio silence because that might mean that, you know, everything's died. And because the BBC 4 cannot have any silence. It's if that goes silent, then it means that London has been bombed.
Is this true or is it just bullshit?
It might be archaic, it might be something from the past, but I have read
this. I hear people saying this and I just think.
And they cannot have dead air because it's a radio station that is because of the channel that they use. It broadcasts a longer distance.
But I listen to the radio, and quite often you die listening to it.
Yeah.
So that's not very good as something. What you want is a really, really upbeat, so people are at the nuclear station dancing along.
Accidentally push the button and it goes off.
Dancing along, and then all of a sudden the music stops. They run to the chair, and then when they wait.
No.
When everybody's got the prize,
strapped to the chair, they can't. You know, they're not allowed to go anywhere else.
What do they do when the radio's on?
The radio's on. They can move their arms, which might be they might knock the button.
But that's going to be the shittest game.
They're not allowed to leave that chair ever. It's a full toilet feeding system.
So
it's a bit like
the Christmas party. Really is crap. Then
they get to put a Christmas hat on.
But why can't they just run around the chairs and everybody try and sit on it?
Because they're attached to the chairs permanently with tubes and everything else.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I think Bob's been making things up again.
Making things up?
Yes.
Nah, I don't make
stuff like up. You making up that the wonderful Theresa May is not a very nice, strong person.
She's a lovely person. Especially if you're a husband. You get to put the pins out.
Yeah.
Like I've never seen him put the bins out. There's never a bin outside number 10.
Yeah.
Does he put the bin?
Yeah, what she means is... By putting the bins out, what it means is he goes... Who? You! Put the bins out.
But the question is, if it's out the back door, how does the bin lorry get down the back door? Is there a back door, out of the garden?
Well, she doesn't live in a bloody...
out the front door?
She doesn't live in a back-to-back house, does she?
So, is there a back street?
She doesn't live in this tiny little thing. Yeah, of course there'll be one, but...
Because there's all this security on the front street. If nobody realises there's a back street, they could just walk up and just be like, oh, well, I'm in number 10. That was easy.
What is the back street like? Bloody Coronation Street.
Well, it could just be, you know, like
you got Bet Lynch out the back, bloody doing a laundry.
Like your mum and dad's back street instead of the front street's like got this massive gate and all the police go, nah. Crawl up the back.
What, like me mum and dad? What, like me mum and dad's with a load of doctors?
Exactly, it could be.
You get Theresa May coming in with her bloody high heels going, I've got dog shit on it. I've got fucking dog shit on. Dirty bastard dogs. Dirty bastard dogs.
Because you don't see the bins out the front, so therefore they're out the back. But the back mustn't be that securely. Think get bin lorry up it.
Well, it could have. Can't be that secure. It could have. The bin lorry could have bin clearance.
Bin clearance?
Yeah.
Is that such a thing?
Yeah.
You get bin clearance at the government. Oh, look at me. I've got bin clearance.
Yeah. Well, buy a bin, it's probably like. A stretch limo comes down.
A stretch, but how would they turn the corners? They don't look very good.
They'd reverse it down.
They'd reverse it down. They've still got to turn a corner.
But you're thinking,
if you reverse it, it doesn't automatically corner.
It's a straight line. There's no bends in bloody.
No, but how does it get? Because that street at the end's always busy.
Which street at the end?
Well, you've got Downing Street and then it connects to the other street.
Yeah, but then a cop will come out, put his hand out like that. I am doing a stop sign for you people out there that are listening at the
red
moment.
Red and hexagonal.
This is a audio description of what we're doing.
If you lifted your arm up a bit more, it would be more than a stop sign.
No, I'm not too easy.
And then, but see, then you've got the risk of being run over, but...
You're so this should be a BBC Two programme, shouldn't it? With some domain mice. Thursday is bin day. Theresa May has not put the bin out because it is a boy's job. Later the bin man is coming down. He will reverse. This is a rather hard tension.
Hard tension?
Well, I don't know. I'm not good enough at doing these mundane programmes where they're trying to put tension into something that's...
Jeremy Corbyn then comes round and mows everybody down.
Well, it depends. Jeremy could be in and then...
Oh, he could. He could be.
You know, we're assuming...
Jeremy, if you're in, do you put the bins out?
The opinion polls are up. I could be 300 quid or richer with my bet.
But the question will be, does he put the bins out or does he leave his wife to do it?
But is it a boy's job or a girl's job?
Well, there we go. This is only something that he can answer. And if he gets into almighty prime ministerism, then maybe we should email him and ask him as an official formal shark statement.
Yes. So now you are in, we would like to know your rota of bins.
Is it a boy's job or is it a girl's job?
Yes.
See, I think he's probably nice enough to do it himself because, you know, to be fair, his wife's got to put up with him.
Well, surely it's like anybody. Whoever fills it, takes it out.
Yeah.
Whoever puts that last thing in.
But, see, I reckon Theresa's husband does it because Theresa's not strong enough to carry it down the stairs.
No.
And that means she really isn't a strong and stable government.
Yeah. Anyway, we will leave this. Like I said, we don't know what the future will hold that we're in at the moment. But
well, the past... The future that we are now in, but not
the
in
next the show, we should one. Hopefully we will know what government we've got because I don't think we'll do a recording before then.
No,
so stay tuned to hear our actual views on the situation. And on three more beers, I think that is a good end of the show.
Exactly,
good night,
good night,
or good day, top of the morning.